morning and welcome a duet like any other. Give the Lord a round of applause for the gifts that he has given these people. Incredible, incredible. We are so blessed to have you here at Little Swatara this morning. Announcement-wise, we want you to repeat after me. October 2nd. 12 noon. And we know on that time and day, we will be celebrating Love Feast together. So we encourage everyone after church to make their way downstairs for our Love Feast event in the fall. And we appreciate and value that opportunity to gather together. We also just want to highlight this Wednesday, the Women's Bible Study will be meeting in my office from 7 to 8. So this Wednesday from 7 to 8 in my office, a Women's Bible Study, and it looks like it's going to be an exciting time. That's Ashley Landis and Denise Christ leading that. Are there any other announcements anyone would like to highlight this morning? We just invite you to come forward and we'd love to hear from you. Any other announcements? Harvest Home is on the 16th, so keep that in mind and bring in non-perishable food items, right? Very good. Any other announcements? All right, let's rise and greet one another and welcome them to the fellowship this morning. Again, what a blessing to have you here.
Thank you.
seated. What a beautiful hope we do have this morning, standing on solid ground. Christ our Lord. Any joys or concerns you'd like to share with us this morning? We extend our sympathies to the Martha Clark family and to the Orman Keeney family. You'll notice the service information in your bulletin for those individuals, and our sympathies go out to those families as well as many others this morning. There should be a microphone coming around, and we'll have you just put your hand in the air, and we'd be glad to pray for any joys or concerns you may have.
I'll give you one while he's coming forward with the mic. Today is my mother's birthday.
Let's sing happy birthday to Jean on the count of three. Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jean, and happy birthday to others who are celebrating birthdays this week or this week before.
I just like to raise up Helen Heisey. It's my roommate from college, his grandmother. She's in the hospital, and they're looking towards transfer to a nursing home, which will be a different transition for them. So just to keep Helen and the family in prayers.
Okay, thank you. Yes, we have two lovely individuals with us this morning. These are Marlene's sisters. If you haven't met Marlene's sisters, please make your way to be able to meet them at some point this morning. One's all the way from Orlando, Florida, I know. And where's the other? Where did you? I forget.
Lebanon.
So, yeah. And son's in the back. So this is wonderful. And we are glad to have you here with us, as well as many others visiting with us this morning.
I have a joy to share this morning. Richard and Beatrice France have a son named Tim France, who is the soccer coach at Tolbehocken. He celebrated his 200th win on Friday night.
Give Tim a round of applause. That's awesome. We've got two varsity players back there who contributed to that win, I'm sure.
I would like to thank everybody who sent me cards recently, and I would also like to thank my sister-in-law, Jean Smith, who has been there for me and has taken me anywhere I needed to go.
Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for the love that abounds in this place. We thank you for the love that you have for each of us as individuals. We pray, Father, that we would cling to that love as we face the challenging situations in our lives. We rejoice, family, for family gathering here in this place, and the joy of being able to have people to care for us that send us cards and love us well. And we think, Father, of those that are transitioning, and we think of Helen Heisey and her family, and just pray that your grace would abound and you would just give her direction and clarity as she makes this transition, and be with her with abundant love and abundant mercies in this time. And we just extend our sympathies to many families who have lost loved ones. And most recently, we think of Martha Clark's family, and we think of Orwin Keeney's family. And we just pray, Father, your peace would be with them, your comfort would be upon them as they go through these next few days and months and years ahead. And we know many of us here in this room have lost loved ones, and we just pray, Father, you would indeed allow us to know you in those times of suffering and not being able to know exactly what the next day will look like with our grief. And so, Father, just give us peace. We pray, Father, for those that are here with us. You know precisely the situation that's happening in their lives, and we all come from different walks of life, and we just pray, Father, you would enter into the moment we find ourselves in and just help us to be able to be given guidance, to be able to be given the strength that we need, the endurance to be able to get through this season in our life. And we do celebrate indeed with Tolbehocken soccer and coach and Tim, and just ask that you would continue to bless him and the ministry he has in part of that soccer. And we just thank you for this community, and thank you for all school districts represented here this morning, and just pray that you would be glorified even in school, Lord, that you would be made known through so many individuals that claim you as their Savior. And just thank you, God, for forgiveness. We turn now to the cross, and we just ask, Father, those sins that we've done today even and throughout our week, we just come to you and confess them and ask for your forgiveness during these next few moments of silent prayer. Father, we are just overwhelmed by the cross, and even more overwhelmed by the empty tomb, knowing that eternity is at stake. And so, Father, this morning, as we consider our relationship with you, I pray, Father, that we indeed would confess and allow that forgiveness to permeate our lives, that we would turn from those sins and we would live holy and pleasing lives for you. And thank you, Father, for just allowing us to come before you and to pray these prayers. And we just think of our list and think of Catherine Wenger and Landis and Ruth and John and Dorothy and Annetta and Carl and Faye and Grace and Bruce and Pat and her family and Carol and Pete and Denise and Diane and Bonnie and Eugene and Victorious and many others that come to our mind, Father. We lift up before you and ask that you would allow your healing touch to be upon them if they're going through any type of health struggle. And we ask that your patience would be with them as they go through other seasons in their life. And Father, just thank you for meeting us here in this place. Thank you for the love that you show us. And thank you for the opportunity to share that love in this community. And we just thank you for every person here this morning. And thank you for every individual in this world. And ask that your word would go forth and we would know what it means to us. That you indeed love us unconditionally. Thank you, Father, for being here in this place. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
As we continue to trust in Jesus, we know that he's our provision, he's our supply, he's faithful in providing for every need that we have in our lives and in the life of the church. And just highlighting our mortgage balance at $61,894.08, the Lord is doing a wonderful work. The end of the year is approaching, but we're confident we're going to be able to retire that before the end of the year. Amen. Thank you for your generosity and your cheerfulness in giving. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to provide for the mission of the church. We thank you for the opportunity to give not only out of the abundance that you have given us, but to give sacrificially. For we know, Father, that we are a church that's geared towards reaching the lost and providing for those within our community. And so, Father, we pray that we would be a blessing to others, that we would care for those around us, that we would reach out and allow that wallet to be expanded, that we might help in these causes. And it's in Jesus' most precious, precious name that we pray. Amen.
How many of you guys like eggs? How do you like your eggs? Do you like them fried? Do you like them scrambled? You like scrambled eggs? Do you like them made into an omelet? No? Your daddy does that. How about you make like scrambled eggs and then you put it inside a burrito and add some sausage in there with it and some cheese? That's how I like them done. Or how about you make those delicious treats, you know, like cookies, cake, pies?
I don't like eggs.
You don't like eggs? Oh my. Did you know that some eggs are white and some eggs are brown? Have you ever wondered why they're that color?
I know.
What's the answer?
The answer is chicken egg.
That's right. The brown eggs come from a reddish-brown chicken, and the white eggs come from a white chicken. Okay. What about the blue eggs? Have you seen those blue eggs?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the farmers dye the chickens blue. Well,
they dye the chickens blue?
Yeah. Actually, they come blue. They become blue when they get rotten.
Okay.